A note from the author. Although I wrote this book in a spirit of dispassionate inquiry, I cannot expect my critics to respond in kind. My right-wing detractors will undoubtedly tell you that I'm an obnoxious prick, a smug asshole, a clear and present threat to our national security. I will not stoop to dignify such calumny with a response, except to say that Condoleezza Rice should watch her mouth. More imaginative critics might charge that, like Newt Gingrich, I had an affair with a Supreme Court justice. This kind of attack, which is totally irrelevant to the political content of this book, exposes how desperate my enemies have become. As the great Joseph Walsh said to Joe McCarthy, "Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last, have you left no sense of decency?" Unlike Senator McCarthy and his intellectual heirs, Ann Coulter and Howard Stern, I do have a sense of decency. And that is why I've decided to reveal a dirty little secret about this book that my critics are too lazy and stupid to figure out on their own. I proudly acknowledge that I did not write this book alone. No author ever writes a book entirely by himself. That would be impossible. Just ask Dennis Rodman or John Updike. Like making a movie or building a long suspension bridge, writing a book is very much a team effort. And that is why I think it's important to state clearly right up front the methodology used to research this book and to give credit to the ragtag bunch of Harvard misfits I've come to affectionately call Team Franken. It all started when Harvard's Kennedy School of Government asked me to serve as a fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy. After my varied and celebrated career in television, movies, publishing, and the lucrative world of corporate speaking, being a fellow at Harvard seemed, well, frankly, like a step down. I couldn't think of anything less appealing than molding the minds of tomorrow's leaders, unless it was spending fireside evenings sipping sherry with great minds at the faculty club. Yawn. To my surprise and delight, though, all Harvard wanted me to do was show up every once in a while and write something about something. That gave me an idea. Would it be okay if I wrote a scathingly partisan attack on the right-wing media and the Bush administration? No problem, Harvard said absentmindedly. Count me in, I replied. From now on, call me Professor Franken. No, Harvard said, you're not a professor. But you can run a study group on the topic of your choosing. Great, I said. I've got the perfect topic. Write my son's Harvard College application essay. No, they said. Harvard students already know how to write successful Harvard applications, Al. We want you to teach them something new. Harvard was right where I wanted it. How about if the topic is how to research my book? Sure, Harvard said. Most of our professors teach that course. Why, in the biochemistry department, most of the graduate-level courses are... Harvard was boring me. I gotta run, Harvard. Thanks.